Christian County Public Schools' first day of school has been going amazingly well. I've got Superintendent Chris Benzel with me. Good morning. How's your morning gone so far?
It's been great. You know, I started my morning at Millbrook, dropping my children off, and my son to Christian County Middle School, and glad to be at Indian Hills here for this grand opening for students, the first day of school. So far, buses have rolled really well, and we've had very little problems, and our parents have been very accommodating over at our new school here at Indian Hills, so it's been a good start.
It has been, and I know there's still some paperwork, and there's those first things, you know, the final things you've got to do, but everything's gone extremely smooth.
It has, and I think it's the hard work of our bus drivers this morning getting out and doing their routes the last 2 weeks. It's our maintenance team and the moves that they made. It's our teachers making contact with their students assigned to their classrooms, and our principals and just our school staff, support staff, really orienting everybody to their new buildings or their previous buildings they were in last year, and just getting everybody acclimated and ready for the first day. It's been a total team effort, and proud to be just a small part of it in Christian County Public Schools.
Now, as I've looked across, because we've had all the schools, you know, so many have changed and stuff. Has it gone, I would say, the entire system-wide? Has it been pretty smooth all day?
Yeah, it's been good. We're going to go check out Christian County Middle School and Hopkinsville Middle School because our sixth graders are going back in there. Glass Avenue is going to be busy this morning because there are approximately 2,000 students getting dropped off on Glass Avenue, about 1,200. And 50 at Christian County High School and about 800 at Christian County Middle School. So there's 2,000 students on Glass Avenue, which is a one-lane traffic. We got HPD safety officers out there. We just ask that our community and our parents be patient with us. Also at HMS, that should be a little bit easier out there at the new site. So we'll monitor it. We'll make adjustments. We have the cooperation of HPD and the Sheriff's Department, and we'll get through it and be better each day moving forward.
I love it. And this has been fantastic. And many of the teachers and the parents even I've talked to, they're like, they're amazed at the transformation that has taken place.
Yeah, we started May 20th. We finished August 1st. We were ready for open house last Thursday. And again, it's a credit to our principals, our teachers, our support staff, our custodians, our maintenance team, all those people doing great work, getting ready for our kids to come back to school. And we're appreciative of the community to be patient with us, giving us a little extra 2 weeks, and it's been a good start. So we just want to hope it continues all throughout the day. We got to get them in. We got to make sure we have enrollment right. We got to make sure we build relationships, feed them lunch, and the most important thing is get them home safely today.
I know they've already enjoyed breakfast so far. Many have been having a great morning. And now I don't want to just go ahead and I don't want to forget, because I'm sure they're going to say, well, did you ask them how construction's going? We've had a dry spell. Yes, it's been hot, but at least it's been dry. Has that kind of helped a little bit with the construction?
Yeah, our construction team out there, Alliance and the subcontractor, so they like it hot and dry. That's what they want. They'd rather deal with some dust and dry conditions than anything else. So they're rolling along within budget, within schedule. They hope to start, you know, the main gym here in about 2 to 3 weeks. They've laid some brick on the outside wall. They're pouring concrete on the roof of a couple sections, and they're starting the second floor on those. So it's progress is normal, and hopefully we continue that way.
Oh, we're excited for that, and we'll need to book our tour here
soon.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we want to encourage everybody this afternoon. Reminder, you'll see some extra traffic. Give a little extra love and time and patience, and just be careful and watch out for all of our students. We'll continue with reports on WHVO Hoptown this morning from the first day of school for the Christian County Public Schools.